So Charity Giveit has been doing some great work in our region and other drought-hit regions around New South Wales. Joining me to have a chat about it is New South Wales manager Scott Barrett. Scott, how you doing, mate?
Very well, thank you.
Can you put a figure on how much money has been donated by you guys?
Kind of a little bit hard, but what we've done is other people have donated to us.
Yep.
And we've been able to take that money, and that money's equated to about $650,000 now, that we've taken out into local communities that are affected by drought, and we've spent that money in those communities, which is a big part of what we do. Rather than take stuff into these towns, we like to spend money in those towns. So we've got money, you know, the things that people need, we're buying in the towns where they live, so there's money ticking over in those local businesses.
And it's like you get double bang for your buck because you're spending money in the towns where it needs to be going, and those goods go to the people that need it most.
That double benefit is actually quite significant and a big part of why we operate the way we do. To be able to, I've seen the, you know, people have been really generous throughout this drought, but I have seen some of the problems that cause. You know, if you take a pallet of dog biscuits into one of these towns from, you know, from Melbourne and take them into a little town, that's a pallet of dog biscuits that's not getting sold in that town.
Yeah.
And you go into any local business in any of these, you know, small towns in the area, look behind the counter and you'll see a certificate there from the local scouts or the local swimming club or the local PNC, because these businesses do a lot in the local community. They don't just sell stuff. They help out those little community groups. They provide jobs. They pay rent on the building. They pay for a cleaner to come in. So it's very important that we keep those local businesses ticking over.
Scott, can I ask what it's like for you to be on the front line in this initiative?
I'll tell you about the business side of it as well. Like
sure.
Going into these shops and telling them, look, I'd like to buy $1,500 worth of vouchers for school shoes means so much to those people. So to be able to do that is such a privilege. We deal a lot with the charities in those communities as well. We don't deal direct with the end recipients as such.
Yep.
We deal with the charities to try and build up their sustainability and the work that they can do. They can continue that wraparound service. So to work with some of those, I don't know, salt of the earth people that work in charities in these small communities, a lot of them volunteers, a lot of them dealing with their own problems with drought and now bushfire as well, to be able to go in and provide even something little for these charities is such a privilege and such an honour to be able to do that on behalf of donors across the country.
I really like that model, Scott, because those local charities, they're the ones who are, they're on the ground floor. They know exactly who needs what and can give you the information so it goes straight to the source. It's more efficient that way.
I'm from Orange. I don't know exactly what is needed in Singleton or what exactly is needed in Murrindyke.
Yeah.
But charities, and to be honest, either does anyone in Macquarie Street or anyone in Canberra.
Yeah.
The people that know are the charities who are living and working in those areas. And as I say, many of themselves are going through these problems. But, you know, they're in the pubs talking to people about what they need. They go down to soccer on Saturday mornings and hear the stories. They know exactly what's needed. And that's how our model works. I don't take stuff into those towns that I think people would need. We wait for the requests of the charity groups that are working on there, working closely with people who are directly affected, and they come back with a request of things that people actually need, and they're quite varied. It's very hard for me to say, you know, an average donation is this, because
yeah.
It could be, you know, a voucher to the local grocery store, which we, to be fair, we do a lot of. It could be a set of tyres for a bloke that, you know, has lost his job on farm and now wants to go back and be a farrier again, and he needs to be mobile. It
yeah.
could be a school, a new jumper for a girl who's starting a new high school. The needs are very varied and very specific. So we look to meet those needs, again, by buying them in the local community. And the other aspect of that is people can go onto our website and see what those needs are. So anyone from the public can go on and see, gee, you know, there's a girl in Merriwar that needs a new pair of school shoes. I've got a good connection with Merriwar. I played cricket there when I was a kid. I'd like to buy that kid a pair of school shoes.
Scott, if somebody would like to do their bit to help Giveit, where do they go? What do they do?
Go to our website, giveit.org.au, G-I-V-I-T, and see some of the items that are needed. And as we say, the best thing people can donate would be cash. Then we can go in and buy these items in these local communities. By the same token, if you're working with one of these charity groups and you could use a hand, jump on there and register and access our free service.
Scott Barrett, on behalf of everybody in the Hunter Valley, thank you very much for the work that you do, and thank you very much for taking a moment to have a word to us this morning.
Thanks very much, and I've got to just thank all the people that we're working with, and you know, tip my hat to all the people that have battled through this drought. The resilience people have showed right across the state is really impressive and puts us in good stead to move forward from here.
Good on you, Scott. Thanks, mate.
Thanks very much.